KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More European leaders are pledging their support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after he was berated by President Trump yesterday. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Kyiv.
Russian officials really are reacting with glee to the shouting match at the White House, with the Kremlin spokeswoman accusing President Zelensky of being disrespectful and that his visit was, quote, a complete diplomatic and political failure.
U.S. National Security Director Mike Waltz told Breitbart News Trump laid a deserved smackdown on Zelensky.
It's like a ex-girlfriend that wants to argue, you know, everything that you said 9 years ago, rather than moving the relationship forward.
In San Diego, crowd gathered at Cabrillo National Monument to protest the Trump administration's mass firings of National Park Service employees.
The problem is what we're seeing here is pure slash and burn for all federal entities, including the national parks, without any careful thought or consideration for whether or not it's beneficial.
Today, a federal judge ruled it was illegal for Trump to fire the head of the Office of Special Counsel, a watchdog agency. A FedEx plane made an emergency landing in Newark after a bird strike. This is the air traffic control audio from liveatc.net.
The aircraft that just departed, it was like they took something fell off the plane.
Roger that. Do you know what it is?
I don't know. It's falling, about to hit the ground now. A lot of smoke.
No one was injured. A former governor is eyeing a new office.
Andrew Cuomo is running for mayor of New York City, announcing it in a social media video.
The city just feels threatening, out of control, and in crisis.
He resigned as governor of New York in 2021 after being accused of sexual harassment by nearly a dozen women. And while he denied those allegations, he hinted at past mistakes in his announcement video.
Did I always do everything right in my years of government service? Of course not. Would I do some things differently, knowing what I know now? Certainly.
It is a crowded field with his main opponent, the current mayor, Eric Adams. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
CBS's Tom Hansen has the latest on the investigation into the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife.
Many of the theories on how Gene Hackman and his wife could have collapsed in separate rooms and died have been ruled out. There appeared to be no signs of a struggle, no trauma, no forced entry, nothing to indicate foul play. Santa Fe Sheriff Adon Mendoza said,
both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide.
David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter. Was 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine, I'm in between.
started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. Nothing really matters. Then it's only getting better. If you think it is.
Don't get me anywhere but bludgeoned by the air up there. If I was on the safety raft that pulled you from the aftermath, I'd give your sleepy cheek a smack so you could see the future.
From Brett Newsky, first new things and then one of my favorite things. If you like the new stuff, then you need to fire up your podcast player and point it to MagSync Radio. Terry Barr and Brett in the studios talking about his new single release and upcoming albums. Find out more. Type in Civic Media into your smartphone and you can carry that podcast around with you anywhere you go. This hour's local music that is new, fresh, and new-skied is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatoretomatopies.com. The People Brothers Band is next, and as the snow melts, they keep announcing all the shows that you can see them at. Teresa will be at Respect Concert in Madison at the Majestic Theater on 329, and the whole band will be at the Burr Oak for a two-night show on the 13th and 14th, then up to La Crosse on the 15th, and then Milwaukee on the 21st. This is Restless on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
I got this restless feeling deep in my bones. Like something's awakened inside me. It's been sleeping too long. And I don't have an explanation, but I got this song. And I just hope it is contagious. I really need you to catch what's pouring out of my soul. I'm
trying to help the world, but I can't do it alone. All this relentless feeling, it won't let me sleep. It's like I've been told a secret, but it's not mine to keep. And I just cannot wait to share it, in hopes that we see how deeply we're all rooted in the same ancient tree. There's nothing that I would love more than you to grow with me. I'm standing here crying, 'cause I feel your pain. Is there something that I can do to help you grow again? We're only here for a moment, the blink of an eye. And we've got to shine just as bright in this world as we gon' do in the sky. Feeling, it's taking a hold. It's like the music inside me, it's giving me hope. Hope that the generations that come when we leave will be inspired and used with a common theme of coming together in love to make a symphony. Hear me sing. I'm standing here crying, 'cause I feel your pain. Is there something that I can do to help you grow again? We're only here for a moment, the blink of an eye.
Town Lodi in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lodi in my feathered bed. I got
got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself a picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old Black Diamond brand, strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. I guess I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
Chicken Wire Empire, and before that, the Beeble Brothers Band. Did you think that was a coincidence? There's no way. They'll be together this April in River Falls at the Bluegrass Bourbon and Brews. If you're seeing a band or you're in the band, and we're not talking about your gig here in Wisconsin, well, we can fix that. Just message us at Max Inc. Radio or shoot us an email. All the details are out there on Civic Media's radio pages, or just tag us in your next post. Yeah, and then we'll take it from there. That's what Radio for Pets did. From Green Bay, they just announced that they were nominated for a Punk Rock Performer of the Year award with the Whammies. Vote for them and also yours truly by going to broadjam.com. This is Fake Tats now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Got the been looking up, but I think it might be changing, 'cause we are all we've got. I said we are all we've got.
Girl from Mars, last night you were wasted, totally harmless. I'm awake with my eyes closed, judging you from afar. Nothing seems real at 2 a.m. I say write it down, ask me again tomorrow afternoon.
Listening to the after hours of Mag Sync Radio. The Earthlings are taking us to break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. I did not take the vow. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three.
break with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. It is Mardi Gras season, and the After Hours show has you covered. You can see them on March 4th at the High Noon Saloon, or two shows in Chicago on March 7th and 8th, and then Milwaukee on April 12th. This half hour of Mardi Gras flavor of local music artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, which is powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. With Mama Dig Down's band is this band, Rare Element. See Joey Banks on the drums at the High Noon Saloon and so many horns on March 4th. This is You Dig, the live version on Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be looking in the kitchen for me tonight.
I'm
Hour number one of the After Hour show is in the final stretch. Keep those messages and positive well wishes through the app coming. We love to see them here at Civic Media. They keep us positive. And you can do it by downloading that app. And then there's a simple button right there. Spread the positiveness and the goodness. Joey from Appleton let me know he's planning on driving down to see Eddie 8 Dynamite at the Gamma Ray in June on the 14th with Mars Den and Iron Plow. Yeah, you guessed it. We can connect you to the show details. After all, we are local music. Dynamite, we're making plans to see them at the Gamma Ray this June. Now, taking us to break in hour number one is the Magic Conch in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
cars drifting down the avenue, and I can't repay you for all that you do in moments like this. Suddenly, it's meant to be to play a game, to climb a tree. Change, pick a piece and rearrange who we are. Skip a stone, light a fire, till it's gone to the wire, tumbling to the abyss. The melody in my brain does a lot to maintain the bliss. In moments like this,
if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The world is still reeling from the shouting match between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump in the Oval Office Friday. Western allies have rallied around Zelensky, including Britain's prime minister, who met with him today. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from outside Mar-a-Lago, where Trump is spending the weekend.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to London on Saturday.
I want to thank you, people of the United Kingdom, such big support from the very beginning of this war.
The meeting follows the berating seen around the world. President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance gave Zelensky in the Oval Office Friday.
God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless.
God bless.
You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
Back here, a FedEx cargo plane had to make an emergency landing at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey after a bird strike and then an engine catching on fire.